to get your yay in. Thank you, everyone.
That's the whole podcast is us going, yay!
Thank you, everyone, for listening to Thank You for Being a Podcast. We are the Golden Girls Podcast, the podcast in which we watch an episode of The Golden Girls, and then we break it down scene by scene, like crazy people. I'm Anthony Desamito.
I'm Yay. Genevieve Rice.
And today, yay! And today we have two very awesome special guests, all the way from Minnesota. Well, she came here for she's not in Minnesota right now, but the wonderful Raina May.
Yay!
And the also wonderful from the LA area, Danielle Perez.
Yay!
Yay!
Thank you for being here.
What if we just booed somebody?
If we just booed somebody?
Yeah. Just
So thank you so much for being here with us. Genevieve in Arizona, of course. If you're a listener, you know Genevieve is in AC, so we can only hear her.
I'm in a bunker in AZ. As the listeners know.
You are afraid of the apocalypse.
How are you doing with rations, Genevieve? What have you do you have La Croix? Like, are you feeling safe in your bunker?
I'm good on La Croix. I have tons of jerky. But you know, who can really have enough jerky?
Well, I hope you're safe and sound in 5 years when the bunker unlocks and all is okay. 4 years.
Me too.
Because Donald Trump will no longer be president.
Is this why you guys do this podcast? Is she just like stuck in the bunker with only Golden Girls DVDs?
Yeah, that's the story. It's our Kimmy Schmidt story.
Oh, wow.
What
an origin story.
What is that? What an origin story. Oh, I know. It's a dumbass origin story. And so we usually start by asking our guests, what is your Golden Girls background? How has Golden Girls affected your lives, or has it at all? Or just like anything you remember from Golden Girls at all. So we'll start with you, Raina.
I remember watching it when I was a kid with my parents all the time. I don't remember a lot about it. I just remember, you know, four ladies live in a house and something about like an empty nest spinoff that I remember hating.
It's just been throughout your life.
Yeah.
You know, parts.
Yeah.
Parts of you.
What I'm saying is you're like not introducing Golden Girls to me.
Yeah, of course.
Because I'm much, much older than you.
You've been around, as Dorothy says about Blanche, around the Golden Girls block.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
And Danielle, how about you? Oh, Genevieve, what are you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say, you were like, yeah, you can't tell me anything new.
Well, you can, because I forgot a lot in the interim since I was a kid. There's been many, many beers since then.
You're here to drop Golden Girls knowledge and chew gum.
Yeah.
You're all out of gum. And Danielle, how about yourself? What's your Golden Girls repertoire?
Ooh. I love Golden Girls. I remember watching it at my Nana's a lot. Like, after school, I'd watch it. And I don't know. I always enjoyed it a lot. But I guess, like, watching this episode, I forgot how many sex jokes there were.
Yeah.
Like, I can't remember. I was like, because I was enjoying it. And I was like, did it just go all over my head? And it was like, oh, but they're being funny. Like,
yeah. I don't think it went over my head when I was a kid. I think it was like, it was weird that Blanche is like the only like sort of overtly sexual woman on TV. And I was like, only okay, because she was elderly, you know?
Yeah. It was like, it's a big laugh. It's a joke because she's old, but
that was the thing. Like, if it's an older woman or a small child, then it's okay. That's been like what TV censors are like, whatever, you know, no one's gonna think of her that way,
right? And until Christina Applegate came along, or whatever. Is that her name?
Oh, yeah, Kelly.
Yeah,
yeah. And so things have changed.
She was so
yeah, yeah. The Yeah.
The Samantha character.
These women probably actually do have sex. That's, yeah. Ooh.
Ooh. They're young women with libidos. What? Women yeah. in their 30s with careers.
And it took 10 more years for somebody to talk about butt stuff.
Yeah.
Who talked about
I know.
Sex in the City, right? Is yeah. The butt stuff was.
No, I'm just saying. Like, there was no, I swear to God, there was no butt stuff on Sex in the City.
There wasn't really butt stuff on Sex in the City. There was a lot of talk about, like, oral. That's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I'm sure there's
butt stuff is kind of a, it kind of came in with the iPhone, yeah, I would say.
I think you're right.
Like, yeah. New Frontier. Who's going to, I want to know who's going to break open butt stuff on network television.
Oh, I'm glad you clarified on network television.
Like butt stuff. Yeah. No, comedian.
Oh, we've been breaking open butt stuff since I got my period. I don't know.
I am in the butt stuff like 2 years ago. I'm happy about it.
Only 2 years
ago?
When
butt stuff happened for you?
Yeah.
How old are you? How old are you?
32.
I feel like it's weird interview. We should maybe close and just lean our heads.
I think this podcast should be used to entertain people about butt stuff.
Cool.
I agree. Yeah. This is now
that should be
the
our main
butt
purpose.
Podcast.
Yeah.
Anthony Desimito.
Thank you for being a butt.
Thank you for being a butt cast. And so we watched an awesome episode. It was a very packed episode. This may be one of the few episodes where it's like a the B and the C plot are both very prevalent. It is titled Triple Play, season 5, episode 15. The original air date, I forgot to write it down, but it is sometime in January, you would say, Genevieve?
Yeah, January, I'd say 2000 BC.
Okay. yes, 2000 BC.
Way before butt stuff.
Oh, yeah. Butt stuff was prehistoric. I bet cavemen did butt stuff. They were like, holes, I'm there, you know?
Yeah.
What they use for lube?
Your guts.
Tears.
dinosaur.
Just soap. Just soap like we did in high school.
Oh my god.
You use soap as lube?
You want a fucking UTI, bitch?
Okay.
Oh my god.
Hold on.
Yeah, that sounds like it would sting.
When kids
would be very clean.
I remember my friends being like, we did like butt stuff in the bathroom and we just used soap because it was like an emergency.
You mean liquid soap?
Yeah.
I imagine soap like a bar of soap.
It was like you're just like
shoving it in
the
butt
crack. It was such an emergency that they had to use soap in the bathroom, and I think it's yeah, you're looking at me like I invented this, Danielle.
You know, it's
no, you're just concerned for your friends
never
and their butt emergencies.
Of using, well, maybe I don't know.
It's unsanitary.
It's well, soap, it's though.
Sanitary in the sense that it's soap.
No, but like I'm sure that's like it seems like your body would want to expel everything if you're just. Like,
well, it does that anyways after you do butt stuff. So you're like, I mean, can you imagine how clean that is later?
No,
just like soap everywhere.
We're in the middle of a butt soap debate.
I assume it depends on
tweet at us if you've used
soap as a lubricant.
As lubricant. We don't. If it's damaged your butt.
You know what? No, I don't want to hear.
We don't recommend it. No one recommends it.
We don't endorse this kind of anal play.
But I'm just saying.
Triple play.
It's happened.
You get 3 dicks in there. And a baggie of liquid soap.
Yeah. Yeah, don't use the powdered soap. That's not what we're looking for here.
Launch Devereaux. I feel like she would know.
Yeah.
Can we seance her as Rose wanted to with the Tennessee Williams play? Okay, so so as we do with every episode, Genevieve is going to give us a brief synopsis of what we saw for the listener who is not here eating pizza and watching the episode with us. So go ahead, Genevieve.
All right. Yeah. So as we've mentioned, this was a really packed episode. We had a couple different storylines. First of all, Blanche is selling her car. Or is she?
apparently, it's...
It's a ruse to meet men by selling your rented Mercedes at a low, low cost. And then Sophia has all this cash because she's been getting all these extra social security checks. And I hope that stays for the entire series. And
she's been getting them for Rose, 3 years.
$7,000. That's insane.
And she's got them all in cash in a pillowcase.
She cashed those out.
It's because it was too much to put under a mattress. It would have been uncomfortable.
Even though she did roll around in it naked.
Yeah, she was like legit sleeping in that shit.
Yeah.
And then what was the other plot?
Rose's boyfriend Miles, he's having a birthday, and his daughter Caroline is visiting, and his daughter Caroline has some real harsh words for Rose.
Where is she from, Genevieve? Yeah. I know she plays like, Heathers.
Okay.
Maybe.
No, she was in she was in this show called Herman's Head. She was Sympathy?
Sympathy.
Okay. Yeah, Herman's Head is kind of like the precursor to Inside Out. It was like the sitcom where
Bill
all these
Murray?
People lived on.
With Bill Murray?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Not
I remember
Bill Murray,
this.
but some like lesser like VHS copy of Bill Murray.
Okay, then it wasn't like, Bill Murray. I was so excited.
No. No, I think you're thinking of Osmosis Jones though. Which is also a precursor to Inside
I'm thinking
Out.
Of Osmosis Jones. That's definitely what I'm thinking about.
This is before that. This is like a 1990 sitcom.
Okay. But she's definitely been like, I can't put my finger in it, but
oh no, okay. This is where else she was from. She was in the movie Election, Matthew Broderick's character.
Are you
the
there?
Teacher. She was his wife.
Genevieve?
And,
Genevieve?
God. She's the one.
Oh, this is
she's
cutting
the one
out.
That he used to sleep. Oh, I'm
hey,
sorry.
Genevieve.
Okay. Is it cutting out?
Let me call you back.
Okay.
My phone is doing something weird. Okay.
Okay.
Don't stop recording. All right. We'll keep this going so we don't have to fuck with it.
All right,
let me.
That's so weird.
Yeah, I can hear your phone going in and out and in and out.
Yeah, that is really weird. The sound was better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not editing this, by the way.
We're keeping it all.
We're keeping it all. I don't have time.
Is it because I was an hour late?
It's not because.
All right. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah. Yay, we're back. Okay, so we figured she's in a lot of stuff, this actress.
Yeah. Well, she was the wife in an Election of Matthew Broderick's character.
Yes.
And she.
That's where.
And
I remember her.
She
really wanted to get pregnant.
The movie Election.
So when they would have sex.
Hello.
Yeah. So when can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so in the movie Election, when they're having sex, she really wanted to get pregnant, so she would say, fill me up, the entire
fill
time.
Fill me up?
Ew.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gross.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not great. Yeah. Don't do that.
Yeah, so watch Election, guys. I remember that movie. Don't remember that scene. But I can't say I haven't say fill me up, okay? I really can't say that. I get dirty.
In your experience, when you say fill me up, is that usually what ends up happening? Are they then able to?
No, they can't. They can't.
In my experience, no.
Well, like, my anus is like a sponge, and it just soaks it all
absorbs
up.
Absorbs it.
Wow. That's amazing.
it's one of a kind, guys. Okay, so we start off with, so there's a lot going on really quickly. Rose talks about having a nightmare in this at the very beginning. I forget what that was about, but that's what I wrote down. And then there, I really can't make my handwriting out. He's like talking about Karkuglin or Rakugenflugen, this dish he wants to make for Miles's party.
That's like
candied Swedish fish or some shit.
As somebody from Minnesota.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is this an appropriate
number one
presentation of Minnesota?
That a candied fish dish. Yeah.
Number one. I don't know if there's a such thing as candied herring. I think they made it up. There's definitely herring, and herring that is done in a certain way is not called that. I think they purposely made the name like ridiculously long. And
is it racist towards white people?
That's not a thing, you.
Yeah, guys, I feel triggered.
Against white people and their bland food.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, Blanche has this sort of So Blanche and both Sophia are sort of scamming. They're scheming like scandalous ladies. So Blanche has figured out that in order to meet men, she's going to put out an ad out in a newspaper and to sell a vehicle. And I guess only rich old white men are buying cars in Miami because there's no one else. I think she can
she wouldn't even, like, women were calling about the car too, but she wasn't even answering the phone when women were like, if it was a woman, they'd be like, the car is sold.
Yeah.
Oh, so she would screen them.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Here's the plot. Yeah. Here's the plot hole that I don't get. She's trying to sell this Mercedes for cheap. Like, why wouldn't you just like sell it for a regular price instead of getting all these cheapskate dates?
Well, that's true.
Because
she rented the car. She didn't actually own the car. She only rented the car to pretend to sell it.
Catch that part.
And so she could meet men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so she should have got, so she was selling it at first for $5,000. Am I wrong?
Yeah, is that like
They said the dude said that he would
deposit.
He said he would put down a $5,000 deposit.
No, that was just a deposit. Okay. I don't think they said a price.
But my point is, like,
I think they just said that it was a low price.
My point is, like, why wouldn't she want to attract dudes that would pay what they should pay for a car that
not cheapskates that are going to
that is a good
haggle
point
and berate and sort of argue amongst each other, because she walked away and they kept arguing.
Well, they were trying to one up, like, they were offering, they got up to 25,000 deposit
for a new Mercedes.
If she's renting it, the assumption is, then why don't they just go to a dealership?
And you can tell when a car is rented because it says so on the license plate. These guys couldn't even tell.
You guys,
they're fucking morons.
Being really harsh on Blanche for being just like an entrepreneur.
She's like, this is her Shark Tank.
You know,
this is her
just really being an innovator and thirst trapping.
You're right. Let's support Blanche for being an entrepreneur and an idea person, because this could be, I saw a lot of stuff on Craigslist, and it's really weird when like I meet a guy I meet on Craigslist and I'm selling him some, like, I meet a guy on Craigslist and I don't automatically start sucking their dick. That's weird to me.
Right.
And so instead, I get money for an object and not.
That's so dirty.
I feel wrong. It feels wrong. Okay. And so then the situation, the next scene, throughout the very beginning of the episode, the first part, Sophia sort of has cash to throw, make it rain. She's making it rain left and right. Dorothy's very suspect about this, as rightfully so, right?
Yes.
Something is up. And so at this point, there was a scene at the beginning where Rose and Miles come in from a date, and then everyone's like, we need to leave the living room so they can canoodle. I'm like, why don't you go to the bedroom? Like, that's where shit's gonna happen. Like, they're just like, we need to be in the living room. Were you like, are you grossed out by that?
No, I just like, I think it's just really funny that it's like, even them canoodling is so chaste. Like,
oh yeah.
Like it's all so PG.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Even though there's like a lot of like.
Like you're 70, you've been around the block, you can't take a man to your bedroom.
Yeah. And the sex jokes are so, I mean, like. They hold up like all the it's so much innuendo, and it's like they're literally sitting on the couch next to each other, like they're not on top of each other. There's no
just like
intense embraces.
Comparing Blanche to a car, like how much mileage does she have on her? I keep forgetting to put the mic. I put the mic in the wrong person. I'm like, okay, la, la, la. We're sharing a mic, Genevieve, and so. He's like, how much mileage does Blanche have on her when the first guy comes? And then like, Dorothy's like, she's been around the block. And then the next question, what was the next question after that? Something. And then Dorothy covers her mouth.
Why is it so cheap?
Oh yeah, why is it so cheap? Oh
yeah.
Or why is she so cheap?
Oh yeah, no, yeah. He says she, referring to the car. Yeah. Because you know, cars are women. Yeah.
That was another thing that they kept like comparing car like sex with purchasing a vehicle. Okay, and so the next scene, Sophia sort of like she keeps giving money away. She gives Dorothy a present.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what it was, spoons?
Yeah.
Watches. Like, because you need more than one watch.
I know. Like,
that was weird. Why would you want so many watches?
Yeah, and it's like, has Dorothy expressed interest in those specific watches?
I don't think she ever has.
It looked like a shitty box. Like, it didn't even look nice.
Was that a time in America when like dudes just delivered watches to your door
with no tape or anything? You just just a flimsy box.
Yeah, just
I felt like I was watching a play, you know.
I think like somebody wrote some play or this is fan fiction. Mm-hmm. That somebody wrote, because I felt like I did a lot of high school plays. Yeah. Where they needed to have a lot of characters so everybody in the class could be in it.
Uh-huh.
Trophy
culture.
Yeah.
Interfering with the arts.
And there was a lot of like inexplicable comings and goings from the stage. It was like everyone just decided to go off to the bedroom area for no good reason in the middle of a scene. And I was like, this is so weird.
Else freezes and nothing happens.
And
those guys are still arguing.
There. And there's like having a silent argument over the, over the price of the car, which is so silly.
Like, and what were they talking about? Like, the car, blah blah blah. Like,
what would they be arguing about?
I should have the car. No, I should have the car. I deserve the car.
Yeah,
I'm a dentist. I should have the car.
If you've ever been an extra in like a TV or a play, or like you're just like you really don't know what to, you just or you have to sort of murmur, you know, you just sort of say nonsense, and it's just oh my god, like it would have been terrible.
Can we go back to the herring again?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. I've been doing some research while you guys have been talking.
Yay. Great.
The thing that I was thinking that it was lutefisk, but lutefisk is not made of herring. It is traditional in Nordic countries. It's around in Minnesota everywhere, and it's made from aged stockfish or dried salted whitefish and lye. And it's gelatinous. That's what I was thinking it was. Yeah, that's how they make it.
Lye is used in relaxer.
Yeah, and fish. Okay, so...
yes, and this delicious fish dish, it's also used.
And the only like I was reading about herring. I don't think they candy herring anywhere. I think they only pickle it. And so like whoever wrote that was like just being funny.
Right.
Because it says pickled herring known as.
Well, they also mentioned red hots for the eyes.
Yeah. So that's
as well.
So silly.
That's the
which
real.
Which is really freaky, I think.
So it says.
Red hot tamales? Is that what the.
Yeah. Hot tamales. Yeah. Red hots.
Yeah.
So pickled
albums. Pickled Anthony Kiedis, like
meal of choice, his candy of choice.
Oh God, I bet he just only eats red hots and heroin.
He's like, these are my bad.
So pickled herring, also known as Bismarck herring, is a delicacy in Europe and has become a part of Baltic, Latvian, Lithuanian, and Nordic culture. So it's like called like Ingoldsil in Norse. And Dutch, it's like Bismarck herring. Czech, it's Zevenek. Polish, it's like Slija. Anyways, none of those are even close. That was just like made up words that they were saying.
Oh man. Okay, so
yeah, we're blowing the lid off this candy herring here.
We have to expose the
you Golden Girls writers and producers.
Yeah,
we see what you're doing. We're not gonna fall for it.
I'm sure they all still live in Burbank because
that's probably
they're around here. We could find them in the phone book.
Yeah,
and we're gonna
well, it just makes me self-conscious. Like, do people who've never met anyone from Minnesota and only know who Rose is think that I'm gonna be like that?
Right. I mean, and they just think like they live in a rural farm.
I was a little disappointed you weren't more like Rose.
You'll have your Rose moments. Like,
are there some later episodes where it turns out Rose voted for Trump and she has like some and she has some like
easily convinced to vote for Trump.
Yeah, she seems like she might have some blind spots as far as race and misogyny go.
Rose just keeps telling everybody to get over it.
Can't we just love each other? She'd be like, can't we just love each other?
I bet you Betty West
would have voted for, like, Sophia Duff voted for Trump.
Sophia can't vote. She's an immigrant.
Right. She can't vote. Right.
She's getting Social Security. She's got to be a citizen.
That's true. She might have got her citizenship. It was a different time.
A Brooklyn dude.
Yeah.
You know, she made Dorothy proud to be American.
Yeah. I was just being
an American flag.
I'm sure she can vote. I'm sure she just doesn't like to.
Well, Sophia would have voted for Trump because she likes to steal money from
the
government.
She does, yeah.
So that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like Blanche definitely also voted for Trump. Mostly just because she, like, all those men.
All the white men.
Yeah.
Like, that's.
Do you know what I would like to see? I would like to see Sophia roast battle Marcella.
Oh my God.
Sophia Alexandra or Sophia from
Sophia
Golden
from
Girls.
Golden Girls.
Okay, right.
And like, this is like
because she's like Dorothy, because she's tall.
Wait.
Marcella Arguello, because she's tall?
No, I'm talking about the short old lady.
Okay. Yeah, but Marcella. Why Marcella?
Just because I think they would be really mean to each other, and I would love to watch that. Because she's so mean. She's always just roasting everyone else on the show nonstop. It's fucking great.
Is Marcella a great roaster?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never seen her roast. But I love her.
Yeah.
That's great. Sophia would be a good roaster for sure.
Oh, it was like a fantasy battle in my head. That's all.
We could make this happen. We can. We can seance Estelle
roast.
Getty.
We got to do a historical roast of the Golden Girl.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That would be amazing.
Pitch that.
Okay, historical roast.
Yes, historical roast at the store and at Meltdown. You That's should awesome. Definitely. Pitch Golden Girls.
All right. That would be awesome.
So fucking
nice.
Funny.
This is a good idea.
Yeah. Come on.
Fuck up. Okay. All right. Okay. And so what happens later? So there's a bunch of guys. They all want the same car. They're fighting over Blanche. Dorothy finds out that Sophia's stealing money from the government. And let's talk about that for a little bit. She... $170,000.
So that's like
That's huge.
That's like $500,000 in money now, right? Or like maybe seven.
That's probably about $600,000. Probably, I think it's three times the amount since like the late 80s. I think we did the math one time.
Yeah.
So how can the Social Security fuck up this hard?
Oh, they fuck up.
That was when they were first learning how to use computers.
How to count.
So they like, that's probably when they like switched over and then one of the computers is broken and just kept popping out checks.
Sophia Petrillo. Sophia Petrillo.
I mean, granted, like, I don't think like it's not compared to like other agencies with government waste, but it's like they'll send Social Security checks to like people that are dead. They'll double up. Sometimes they won't send it to people that are supposed to be getting like just an error in a computer, and then this isn't fun.
Most people don't even even get checks anymore.
I kind of think that the fact they sent all this money, I think Sophia gets to keep it.
Yeah,
like I'm totally on Sophia's side. Well, like,
it seems that if she did get those checks and she did cash them, she willingly knew about it, like it's wrong.
Yeah.
Then she would get prosecuted. You know, she
but it was before computers.
It was before computers. Your Honor, this is computers.
Mm-hmm.
I plead innocent. She pleads innocent.
The government's so
we're living in a pre-butt stuff world.
The government's like so inept at that point that like they probably don't have a way for you to pay back Social Security at that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and back then she's also white, so she can get away with it.
But if we were to watch,
this would be George W. Bush.
If we were to watch this, I'm sorry to interrupt. If we were to watch this episode,
it would be George W. Bush. Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's all good. If we were to watch this episode in 10 years, we would have to explain to the audience like that the government used to send out checks.
And now they don't.
Yeah.
It's all fucked.
Yeah.
It's all messed up. Yeah. They won't know it. They're like, they send her a bunch of Social Security cards? I don't know.
Right.
They would be confused. And so this whole situation gets resolved really fast. I think she kept a handful of cash. She's going to return the money.
Dorothy just tells her like, wow, mom, real disappointed in you. Like, that's the resolution. Like, she talks about America, which is like, wow, Golden Girls, way to tell us to come together as a nation right now in this time, this cultural climate. We don't need it right now.
In the middle of your household filled with like men who want a car. Oh, okay. We'll talk about, I have some few comments about that. But and then Rose's birthday, her boyfriend's birthday thing. Like for all of that, it seemed like a play. It seemed like a melodrama. Like that everyone has I feel like 12 angry jurors where like there's 12 people everybody has some problem and they need to resolve it. Like, I mean 12 angry men. It was 12 angry jurors in high school, obviously, because there were more women than the men.
That's so funny. Oh my God.
You guys can just do the women?
12 angry women. Oh my God. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
Such a great play. that would have been amazing. Okay, so this is when we sort of find out Blanche is sort of psyching herself out. Okay, she's sort of like really disillusioned that these men don't want the car, they want her, you know, and she believes that.
She's shaving her pussy. She's doing her Kegel.
She went to the extent of renting a Mercedes vehicle for a day.
She put money down
to get this D. You can get D anywhere.
And when somebody suggested that she was doing it for to meet one man, she was like, no, I need to meet enough for the next 6 months.
6 months.
That was amazing.
Buying in bulk.
Such a
buying D in bulk.
She's so progressive.
This was like Sunday meal prep for her, honestly. Like,
what did you say, MailChimp?
Sunday meal prep. Meal prep.
Meal prep.
Like,
okay,
meal
I think you said MailChimp. Yeah. I was like, that could work too. Okay. So, and then... We meet it's Miles's birthday. His daughter's visiting him.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a very lovely young woman, or the writers want you to think. And so, but we could tell that she was gonna be a bitch, right?
Right.
Yeah. We could tell.
Yeah.
And so they're having dinner in the patio because every single space in the house is taken by other plots.
On the lanai.
And so, yes. Yeah. Sorry, we don't say on the lanai because of their competing podcast. It's called Out on the Lanai.
Oh,
and
I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding. No, no, no.
Media podcast only.
I'm kidding. No, I forget. But
yeah, if we say it like one more time, like one or two more times, like then Brie Arthur is going to appear and stab us all.
Oh shit!
Oh no! Tennessee Williams will appear. Okay, and then so she goes into the his daughter Caroline goes into the kitchen. She has like a curly. She's like. Really curly hair.
Yeah, she has a perm.
She has a perm.
A perm.
Yeah, she has. It's styled in the Elaine Bennis way.
Yeah,
where yes! It's like kind of pinned back up,
half up, half down.
Very Elaine.
Yeah,
her face reminded me, and her way she talked reminded me of DJ Tanner.
Mm-hmm.
Like kind of clunky.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when she goes to talk to Rose alone, Rose goes, "I know you must think it's weird, me, a farmer's daughter, and Miles or whatever his name is, a college professor." And I was like, "Bitch, you're like 65. How are you still a farmer's daughter?"
Don't you have your own identity at this point?
Yeah, she in Rose's mind, she's 22 years old.
Yeah, and she's like, "Well, they'll let me off the farm for a little to go a courting."
She's like in a barn, like
yeah.
She's not. She lives like, in Miami.
I know you've lived a long and full life.
She's a guy.
I don't think you're a farmer's daughter anymore.
Grief counselor,
right?
Is that really her job?
Yeah, she's not good at it.
Yeah, now she works as the assistant to a reporter on television.
Oh no, now she got a job in TV.
No.
Yeah, she's a PA.
Yes.
She's a consumer reporter.
The cow life, it really stays with you. Yeah.
She's working in television.
Yeah.
Farmer's daughter.
Yeah. I mean, she must have gone to a lot of college and had a bunch of jobs. How is that a thing still?
It's one of those, she's like one of those people from New York that just have to talk about being from New York.
Yeah.
But she doesn't, from Minnesota.
I'm
from Minnesota, but Minnesota, you know.
A lot of people can't let it go. Like, have you met anyone from Minnesota that's like, "I'm way more sad about Prince than you"?
Oh my god, it is true.
It's true.
It's true. And I don't doubt that.
Yeah.
You must be way more sad.
I'm not.
Yeah. No.
I mean, he had the same birthday as me.
Did you meet him?
Oh, no. Prince had the same birthday as me, and like it was very annoying. First, number one, he is a Jehovah's Witness. They don't celebrate birthdays, so just let me have it. Yeah. And number two, I had a friend who was like so Prince obsessed that she would, she had a birthday party for Prince that he was not going to at her house. And she didn't invite me, and it was on the same day, like on the same day as my birthday.
It seems like she did that to spite you.
I'm starting to think that now. She is a good friend, and I'm like, so you cannot hang out with me for my birthday, but you can have a party for a person you've not even met. Yeah.
She sounds wonderful. Like the best.
I had a friend that invited everybody to go see Space Jam. School, but me.
It was this week.
It was my friends.
All this emotional work that you've had to do, all those repressed anger feelings.
It just happens again. Same friends. Okay, so she tells Rose that I'm not okay with it because my dad needs more time to heal. It's only been a year.
since his wife died.
A whole fucking year.
That is a whole year.
Also, you're an adult woman. You have a job.
Plus, you're at the.
Yeah, she plays the English.
The English horn. Plus, professionally. Your dad doesn't have a lot of years left. Like, how many does he have to spend mourning?
Yeah, you don't live in Miami. Clearly, you're visiting. Like, you're not going to take care of him.
She just wants her daddy for herself.
Yeah. How disturbing was it that she kept saying daddy?
Daddy.
And
it's,
yeah.
Oh. An adult woman. Daddy, want to watch me play my horn? It's your. I'm gonna come visit you for your birthday. We can be alone.
On your birthday, Daddy, just you and me, Daddy.
In my curly Elaine Bennett's hair.
Mom is gone, Daddy. It's just you and me.
I killed her. I killed Mom. It's just us now. It's been a year.
As somebody who has like a lot of
anniversary,
Daddy, you want this horn up your ass?
This just got too sexy. I hope they have soap. Be safe, kids.
For that horn. Yeah. It's all gleaming and shiny.
Soap. Got soap up that horn. As a person is of the age where like all our parents are dying, it's like the thing that
I love that sentence.
Like the thing that I notice that's the most common is like the parent who's left will start openly dating whoever they were having an affair with for the last 10 to 20 years.
That is right. Yeah. They met afterwards.
Blanche was when she was like trying to, because they got to call them the big guns, Blanche, to let this Christina bitch know to back off.
Yeah.
And Blanche was like,
she called her
Blanche.
They recruited Blanche. They had sense into this one.
They had
scandalousness. Just like
they decided, you don't have to deal with your problems. We'll have the person who lives here who has the best skill set deal with your problems for you.
The one that's balancing 15 penises right now.
Yeah.
She's going to go do damage control.
Yes.
And I love that. Yeah, her case is like, you know, there are a lot worse women than Rose. Like, I called a man while his wife was on her deathbed. Yeah.
She says, she puts it like, I know women who are bad.
I know men who have called me while their wife was on intensive care or something like
intensive
that.
Intensive care.
Yeah, intensive care. You got to take care of some stuff.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. It's intense. Finally. Oh, man. And so Miles sort of just said, you need to accept me. It's my birthday or something. He didn't say that, but he could have. And he just walks away and then they're left alone.
He was like, basically, daughter, I don't want to fuck you. I like Rose. Please respect my.
You know,
stick my pee in your pee.
I was wondering why I was like having like a weird reaction to that, like that whole Blanche talking to the daughter thing. And I just remembered that like 2 years ago, I was like sort of like seeing this married dude and he called me when his wife was in the hospital.
This is meant to be. This was meant to be. This is not a coincidence. This is fate.
Oh my God. That's so funny. Cause I was like, I was watching that being like, oh gosh, like this, I'm having bad feelings. I feel guilty. And I just remembered that. Fuck. Nope. Bad.
Did she die?
No, she didn't die. Okay. I mean, is that better or is that worse? It's like he's just like, I have a week off.
It is when you're
did you fuck him though while his wife was in the hospital?
I don't remember.
Well, what are you gonna do? What were you gonna do? The guy you're fucking is having problems.
Mm-hmm.
He wants comfort. So what? I mean, you do not answer the phone call, you know? Do you? And I'm on your side, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not even on my side.
Okay.
Like, that was a bad time.
That was this week during the Space Jam release. You guys went and saw Space Jam.
Okay, but what was she in the hospital for?
Surgery.
What kind? Do you know?
That's too specific. People will know who I'm talking about.
Oh, no! Okay. The tattoo removal of Raina May's face.
Yeah. Yeah, she had to get our best friendness status revoked from her heart. No, I'm just kidding. It wasn't like that.
Best friend tattoo.
JK, it was not like that at all.
You weren't friends with her. Okay.
No.
All right. And so then the whole car issue sort of gets resolved with Dorothy.
Dorothy didn't handle it well.
No, she didn't.
She didn't really put any sort of like a spin or a scam on it.
She said there was no funness to it. She was just like, "You, everybody with a biblical name, come with me." And then Sophia chimes in and she helps out. I think she says. What is
the car's curse? Like, she's trying haunted. To get everyone.
The car is haunted.
Yeah.
Which is a fascinating rental idea.
It's a new Mercedes.
Yeah.
And they're like, "We don't believe you." She's like, "I've driven in it." And it's like, "Well, you seem fine." It's like, "I'm 27, which is honestly very funny.
And she sort of didn't help because she's like. Because
she's like, "I have money." She like doesn't care.
I'm a teacher too. And she actually gets D for herself.
Well, because Dorothy straight up, she just tells them the plot. Like, she tells him Blanche's cockamamie.
Cockamamie, yes!
Plot. Which is, I feel like, so mean. It's like, don't throw her under the bus like that. At least come up with a real lie.
That's the, like, okay, one time me and my friend were on the light rail that you had to pay for each person. And we only paid for one because we didn't have time to pay for two because the train came.
Yeah.
And so the security guy came around and my friend was like, "Don't worry, I'll take care of this." And so when the guy got to us, she said, "We only bought one ticket." I was like, "That was your plan? That was your plan?
Shitty plan."
So this is what I did. The guy took my ID. And then when the train stopped, I grabbed my ID, pulled it from his hands, and then pushed him on the ground, and then I ran away.
Oh my God.
Because I.
Oh my God. So,
whoa, dude.
You made it worse.
I mean.
You're hard.
Push him really that hard.
Yeah.
Like, he stumbled a bit, I think. But I didn't want a $50 ticket. And so, and then I ran. Anyway, that's how you take care of business.
Whoa.
That's how you take care of business.
You know,
I may have.
I like how you like pretend that it was just a security guard. That was a fucking police officer.
That was a cop.
You pushed a cop.
Assaulted the officer of the law.
Anthony DeSimito. Cop pusher.
Cop pusher. That's my next TV show.
Let's pitch it. Let's pitch it, you guys.
Cop pusher.
Cop pusher. Okay.
Pushing those cops.
Cop pusher. Pushing those cops.
Push them away so you can be safe. And cop pusher.
Cop pusher. Okay. And so Sophia's like, there's a hidden camera show. Under this wig is Kay Ballard, comedian Kay Ballard.
Who is he?
He or she. I don't know. Kay, you know, it could be.
There was a lot of hidden video shows back then.
Yeah. It was the early 90s.
I had no idea. I was just blooper. Like, I'm going to let that one go.
It was like
go.
Probably like a bloopers and practical jokes spinoff or a copycat.
Yeah. What was the big one? You're on Candy Camera. I always wanted to be on Candy.
Oh God, I love that show. It was so great.
And then Dorothy goes on the date. Dorothy's like reveals, "I'm going on a date with Thomas because he's a teacher, and I guess that's all you need to fuck." And so, to have that in common, anyway. And so she reveals it to Blanche, and then Blanche is like, "I'm okay with it, whatever." And she even gives the keys to Dorothy.
Mm-hmm. I called what she was going to do.
Yeah, you did.
She's so cavalier. And then she reached for the phone.
And calls the cops.
Yeah. And reports the car stolen.
Yeah. Dorothy's not even out of the house yet. She's calling the cops.
Calls the cop. And then, like, my Mercedes is stolen that I rented or so, whatever. Oh my God, yeah. So
and then Rose just makes a surprise face. Like, yeah. I get what's happening and I'm against it.
She just completely left her boyfriend and his daughter outside.
Yeah.
Out on the patio. What happened? Did they leave?
Still out?
The what?
Well, what happened to the girlfriend, the boyfriend and the daughters? Did she
I think they're just backstage.
Yeah. Hey guys, we're backstage. You guys, that was a crazy episode.
Okay, just a couple points we need.
I feel like we went through a lot.
Yeah. A couple of points. Phil Rizzuto was mentioned. He is a baseball player. Yeah. I looked that up. I don't know what that had to do within context. And then and you said it was the first time that what's her face mentioned Shady Pines.
She says Shady Pines, Ma. Genevieve, that's the first time we hear that, right?
Yeah, I thought that was the first time. I mean, that was like the first
time.
And that's all she says, and it's like universally recognized as old folks' home.
Shady Pines,
you know, because that could be like the market or a golf course. Like, Ma, I'm gonna take you golfing if you don't shut the fuck up. Yeah, like, it could be anything.
Families everywhere. Shady Pines, Ma.
Yeah.
I have a Shady Pines keychain that Cristela Alonso gave me.
Nice. Oh, I bet that's awesome. Really nice.
All right. Okay. Did we miss anything?
I liked that it was like early on in the episode when like Rose was talking about that specialty dish. Thank you. It's all good. I can project. Are the levels peaking?
Okay. I'm gonna fix these levels. Don't worry.
Where like she's talking about something. Rose, but her quote is like, "Oh no, that's my grandfather who coined the phrase. You don't have to be Amish to look Amish."
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, because he runs a haberdashery.
And I love it because I'm like, oh my God, I feel like that is definitely the motto of like some like vintage hipster, like organic, locally sourced, loom made boutique in Williamsburg. You know what I mean? Like that's there.
There are Amish hipsters.
Oh yeah. There's been oh man, so many dudes that I like saw walking down the street in a dumb hat and a suit with
they look like they're a part of the Lumineers.
Like there's definitely like a crossover between like steampunk hipster and Amish styles.
Yeah. I feel like her grandfather could just like if he was able to hold out, he would be making lots of money right now.
That's true. That's true. Yeah,
right now in 2016, that'd be tons of money.
Yeah.
he'd be selling shirts that say you don't have to be honest.
Yeah.
All right. So I think we did it, guys.
Yay.
Yay. Yay.
All right. And so thank you so much for being here, Veda.
Thanks for inviting me.
Thanks for letting me crash the party.
Hell yeah. We were supposed to go out to brunch and I forgot that I was supposed to be here. So we had pizza for breakfast.
This was a great, great time. And so this comes out on, I believe... this is currency on the 7th of December. We have listeners all over the world. Ooh. If I want to be
I thought you were just telling me so I could listen to myself.
So you can listen to your if you want, so you guys can listen to yourself.
Yay! Yay! This is
some leveled more than others. But I'm kidding. I'll do my best to fix this.
I'm gonna change my name to Raina Yay.
Raina, yay! Danny, yay! Parade!
Anthony, yay!
And so this comes out on December 7th. Raina, do you have any shows that are coming up after this that you want to promote? Or where can people find you online?
You can find me at rainamay.com or on Facebook. I have, you know, a couple, 6-8 profiles. Files, R-A-N-A-M-A-Y. And if you're in Minneapolis, come to my show every second Thursday, Pussy Control, Or
that sounds amazing.
I'm also a regular performer on Boy Kisses.
Boy Kisses.
Every I've seen Sunday that show. Sunday at 7.
All right, and Danielle.
Yay! Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Diva Deluxe, DivaDelux. No E at the end. Who made that before they got a lot of Twitter followers? Who's tempted to do comedy?
Who's got two thumbs and
me? Who doesn't have 2 feet? Me. you can also find me on Facebook, Danielle Perez. Send me a friend request. Be my friend. And then my show, Gentrification, that I run with Madison Shepherd and Janelle Radford with Thigh Gap Comedy. We're doing that in December on December 16th. And it'll be a fundraiser for the Los Angeles Downtown Women's Shelter. So I'm excited for that. Yeah.
I forgot I also have Twitter.
Oh, Dana also has Twitter.
Okay.
Dana, go ahead.
RANA_MAY.
Yay! Follow both of these funny comics. And Genevieve, where are you going to be?
All right. Well, I should probably talk about Bird City Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
Which I'm the founder of, and its submissions are going to be open through January 15th. It's going to be taking place April 6th through 9th in downtown Phoenix. So if you're a comic or a storyteller or part of an improv group, we're accepting submissions. So, and you can find me at Genevieve Rice on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, pretty much anywhere. So,
fantastic.
Yay.
So check out Bird City, is a really, really fun festival.
Hell yeah.
So if you're a comic, please submit and also be funny.
I don't
want
to
watch.
Yeah, we have to
I
watch
don't
want to
watch 5 minutes
so
of non-good stuff. So please be funny. Okay, and I'm at Anthony DeSimito on Twitter, Instagram, and you can find me at December 10th at Come Union. It's an interesting name for a show.
Wow.
I'm excited about it.
Hell yeah.
Communion. At the Union House. It's like a hippie commune in downtown LA at 8:30. And that's gonna be super awesome. I did the mic there and it was really, really fun. Lots of crazy people and I love it.
Will there be bad stuff?
What's that?
Will there be bad stuff?
Bad stuff?
Bad okay. stuff.
I thought you said bad staff. Like,
that would be a great movie. Will there be butt stuff?
Will there be butt stuff?
Yeah, I also heard bat stuff and I was like, wings?
There will be liquid soap for I'll be at the Roast Battle December 13th. I'm roasting Steve Lee, the Asian guy with the sticks.
And with the sticks.
So, the devil know, sticks.
He has cerebral palsy.
Oh, yeah, I thought.
I just call him the sticks because I got to get ready to be mean.
Yeah,
and so
it's good to steal yourself and get rid of all empathy and sympathy. Empathy. Yeah, just
talk about your sticks.
Yeah,
talk about your okay. All right, moving on. I started to feel bad. Okay. Okay. So, thank you everyone for listening. The next episode is season 5, episode 16. I forget the title, so we can make one up. It's called Liquid Soap. There you go. Liquid Soap. Liquid Soap Adventures. My music is by Brian Korkanak and Mike Dennison. Listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, or any other platform you listen to us today. The podcast also has a Twitter. It's at TiffBap. It's a thank you for being a podcast, but as an acronym, at TiffBap. Also at TiffBap on Instagram. Thank you everyone for listening and have a beautiful day and or night. Yay!
Yay! Yay! Yay!
Gonna stuff a chicken.
Gonna stuff a chicken.
Like my mama taught me.
Like my mama taught me.
Gonna
take the chicken. Don't